step back in time to 1905 with a glimpse of turn-of-the-century farm life on the peninsula at an open house at Newman Farm, August 19 and 26. The 16.5-acre farm remained in the Newman family, and relatively unchanged, for about 107 years. It is a rare example of a small, subsistence farm in the region from the turn of the 20th century. It was actively farmed until 1996. The property was donated to the district of Central Saanich as public parkland by John and Henry Newman, the last surviving members of the family, in 2003. The farmhouse, which was built in 1905, has been restored to much of its original state over the past 20 years, thanks to several grants. During the open house, visitors can enter the farmhouse for the first time. The interior has been staged to offer a rare glimpse of life on the farm through the 20th century. We have staged the interior of the farmhouse to help tell the story of how the Newmans lived, which is something of local folklore, said Sonia Nicholson, a local archivist who led the work and was assisted by community volunteers. Many of the buildings on the property are heritage sites. They include the original cabin and farmhouse, a creamery, garage, chicken coop, barn, outhouse, a second cabin, milking barn, four sheds and two boathouses. Since 2012, the municipality has partnered with the Farmlands Trust to grow a variety of fruits and vegetables on the farm. The produce is donated to our place for meals for the homeless and low-income individuals. The event is free. The open house runs noon to 3 p.m., August 19 and 26. Access is from Central Saanich Road, 500 meters north of Mount Newton Cross Road and south of Mount St. Michael Road. Park on the side of the road. Those with mobility limitations can park at 8073 Old V&S Road, off Newman Road. For more information, call the District of Central Saanich Municipal Hall at 250-544-4218. Green Team heads to North Saanich. The Greater Victoria Green Team is organizing an invasive plant removal party, in collaboration with the Friends of North Saanich Parks, at Lilienhofer Park in North Saanich, August 20. Join in removing invasive plants such as English ivy, Himalayan blackberry and periwinkle from the park, rain or shine. They will also distribute some mulch to maintain pathways and protect tree roots. The Greater Victoria Green Team is a regional environmental volunteer program and is part of Green Teams of Canada. The group regularly gets together to help restore the environment throughout the Capital Regional District. They work with municipal and provincial parks, charities, nonprofit organizations, societies, stewardship and watershed groups to tackle environmental issues. Gloves and tools will be supplied, as well as refreshments. All ages are welcome and no experience is necessary. Volunteers 18 years and under are required to have a parent or guardian sign a waiver prior to joining up. The cleanup runs 9:45 a.m. to 1 p.m. August 20. The meeting spot is at the end of a long driveway, path from the entrance of Lilienhofer Park, 10563 McDonald Park Road, North Saanich. There is a dirt parking lot at the entrance of the park, just off of McDonald Park Road. If the parking lot is full, park at North Saanich Middle School or at Parkland Secondary School. There is a BC Transit bus stop nearby on McDonald Park Road. It is serviced by route number 72. For more information, or to register, go to meetup.com/greater-victoria-green-team. Grandmothers for Africa reached $2 million mark last week. Victoria Grandmothers for Africa reached an important milestone, by raising $2 million in donations for their cause. Since the group's inception in 2006, grandmothers in Greater Victoria have used donations to help their counterparts in Africa by hosting fundraising African dinners, creating crafts and hosting an annual bicycle tour. They have also participated in the National Stride to Turn the Tide fundraiser, all to raise funds for the Stephen Lewis Foundation's Grandmothers to Grandmothers campaign. It took 11 years to raise the first million and now, 6 years later, they have raised their second. To our supporters and donors throughout Victoria and the surrounding communities, thanks a million, again, said Liz B. Ray, communications chair for the local group. For more information, go to vg4a.ca. SOROPTIMIST Award Support. Women's Education SOROPTIMIST International of Victoria Westshore has begun to accept applications for awards totaling more than $15,000, with the aim of supporting women in pursuing their educational goals. The Education Awards program, now in its 13th year, is designed to foster gender equality and assist women who face financial obstacles in achieving their educational dreams. "We are thrilled to once again offer our Education Awards for women," said Suzanne Mandy, president of Soroptimist International of Victoria West Shore. "Education is a powerful tool for women's empowerment, and we are committed to supporting women in their educational pursuits." Soroptimist International of Victoria West Shore believes in empowering women through education, recognizing its transformative potential in creating a brighter future for individuals and communities. Applicants can be women of all ages and backgrounds pursuing a post-secondary education, which can include college, university, trade school, or vocational training. The program consists of 4 award categories: Live Your Dream Awards, Give Her Wings Awards, Quetlal Awards, and Scholarships. Each of these awards can help cover tuition, books, supplies, transportation, childcare, and other educational expenses. The application deadline is November 15, with successful recipients announced in January 2024. For more information, to find application forms, and to learn more about the eligibility criteria and requirements in each category, go to siviw.ca or Victoria West Shore at soroptimist.net. Autographed Guitar raises hospital funds. Big names from the Los Angeles music industry have autographed a guitar that will be in the Rock, Raffle and Roll for Healthcare Raffle, with proceeds to the Saanich Peninsula Hospital and Healthcare Foundation. Guitarists Danny Korchmar, Wadi Wachel, and Steve Postel, drummer Russ Kunkel, and bassist Leland Sklar have all played for Hall of Fame artists and now make up the immediate family. The musicians have autographed a Fender American Professional 2 Stratocaster guitar. The guitar and case are valued at almost $2,595, to raffle off and help raise funds for the Hospital Foundation. Funds raised from the raffle will be used to help purchase equipment for the Saanich Peninsula Hospital's emergency department, operating room, and throughout the hospital. The equipment will enable doctors and staff to better diagnose and treat patients from the peninsula and surrounding area. The sale began on August 2 with tickets $25 each or 5 for $100. The raffle will close at 4:30 p.m. October 11th, and the winning ticket drawn at 4:45 p.m. Tickets can be purchased in various music stores throughout the peninsula and Greater Victoria, or through the Saanich Peninsula Hospital and Healthcare Foundation's website at sphf.ca. Parai at timescolonist.com.